stranger photographed to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Questions are swirling following the release of four dead hostages by Hamas to Israel today. One of the bodies, Israel says, is not of any hostage. It was believed that it would be the mother of two bodies of young boys just released, but they say it is not. Stephen Zunis is a professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco and says Hamas needs to explain itself soon.
This should not necessarily jeopardize the ceasefire, particularly if the body of the missing woman can be identified fairly soon.
Hamas is set to free six living hostages on Saturday and four more bodies next week. President Trump says he wants to see the war end between Russia and Ukraine. Barbara Starr is a senior fellow at the University of Southern California and says Ukraine wants the conflict to end, but not by giving in.
Make no mistake, they do want to see the war end, but they don't want to have to give up the territory that was their territory, that's been their territory before the war broke out, and have to give it back to the Russians. They want to maintain the sovereignty of their borders.
At the White House for Black History Month, President Trump said he would name Alice Marie Johnson this.
You've been an inspiration to people, and we're going to be listening to your recommendation on pardons. You're going to go over, and she's going to be my pardon czar. Okay.
He commuted her life sentence on a nonviolent drug conviction in 2018 after her case was brought to his attention by Kim Kardashian. There's been an important ruling for the prosecution in the case of the man charged with killing four University of Idaho students in 2022.
The judge has ruled that investigators' use of genealogy databases to identify a suspect in the case is not unconstitutional. Attorneys for Brian Koberger had argued that police violated their client's constitutional rights when they used the databases to find relatives of the person whose DNA was recovered at the scene of the crime. Police say that's how they linked Koberger to the killings. Christopher Cruz, CBS. News.
The case goes to trial in August. The captain of a U.S. aircraft carrier has been relieved of his command after crashing it, as our Michael Wallace reports.
Captain Dave Snowden was the commanding officer of the USS Harry S. Truman when it collided with a merchant ship in the Mediterranean Sea near Egypt last week. No one was injured, but the carrier was damaged above the water level. The Navy says Snowden was relieved due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command.
Two cats that belonged to Michigan dairy workers exposed to bird flu died after being infected with the virus last year. But the CDC now says it is not clear how the animals got sick or whether they spread the virus to people. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stirring fiber, exercising.
frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Move over, King Tut. Egyptologists have discovered a pharaoh's tomb for only the second time in the history of archaeology.
Egyptologist Piers Litherland thought he was entering the tomb of a royal woman until he saw the ceiling.
A blue-painted ceiling with yellow stars on it. And blue-painted ceilings with yellow stars are only found in kings' tombs.
The tomb, in fact, of King Tutmosa II.
When I came out, my wife was waiting outside, and the only thing I could do was burst into tears.
Just one problem.
The tomb turned out to be completely empty.
But that's because flooding forced the relocation of the mummy and all its grave goods within years of Tutmosis' death.
That tomb is likely to be intact.
Now Litherland is looking for it. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Luis Rubiales, the former head of Spain's National Soccer Federation, who planted an unwanted kiss on player Jenny Hermoso's lips during a medal ceremony, is found guilty of sexual assault for that. He's been fined more than $11,000. Prosecutors had pushed for prison time. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, the warming trend finally kicks in. A high in the mid-20s to the upper 20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday, partly sunny. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but so a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip her. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does a hanky panky. saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her.
Low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
of a city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
See you next week.
something good, something good, something.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Lupe lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Lupe down. Lupe, I don't care what your daddy do.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. Shiny day.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Hamas released four bodies, which Israeli officials said included two young children who have been long feared dead. Their mother was said to be one of them, but hours later, Israeli forces said that another person's remains were released instead. They say those remains are not of any hostage. Our Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Under a grim Gaza sky, four coffins were paraded in a Hamas propaganda spectacle. The fighters handed over the bodies of four-year-old Ariel Bibas and his nine-month-old brother Kafir. Israel says their mother Shiri was not among them. The family has become an indelible symbol of the October 7 terror attack.
In Washington,
the yeas are 51. The nays are 49.
With that close vote, Kash Patel is the new FBI director. All Democrats voted no, as the Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. More from our Scott McFarland.
The concern is about the alliance there. Kash Patel has also been a pretty provocative surrogate for the presidents. He has been a loyal defender of January 6th Capitol rioters. He's been somebody who said there should be prosecutions of political enemies and the media.
New York Governor